We're live.
Live on podcast.
Live on podcast. Box score. First episode.
June.
June
20th.
2019. NBA draft day.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Zion era.
I am Paul Zarnicki.
I'm Dominic.
Dominic Fortino. Sorry about putting your last name out there.
Yeah.
But online. It is about 45 minutes until draft time. So we are going to be giving our mock drafts for each of us. It's just like our good starter episode. This is going to be how each podcast is probably going to work.
A lot of Mavericks talk.
We're
kidding.
I'd say.
It's going to be a lot of teams. Talk about the Mavericks.
Even though we could, you know.
Because he's a Mavericks fan.
Because everyone's a Mavericks fan.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to start with the number one pick in the NBA draft. Now, this one was trouble for everyone, I'm sure, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Zion Williamson.
I have Zion going number one.
Perfect.
Great player, explosive. Obviously, it's going to be great.
I mean, alongside like Lonzo and Brandon Ingram now, it could be...
You consider it the latest trades. I mean, this is going to be a good team.
It's going to be a good team. Maybe awesome playoffs.
Drew Holiday. I mean, this team's unstoppable in defense. Let's get that clear.
That's true. They don't have a center yet. They don't have any rebounding.
Yes.
Their tallest player in the starting lineup is Zion, and he's not even that tall.
Number eight, you can grab.
No, not number eight. We're going to number two. With the number two pick, Grizzlies, Ja Morant, however you want to say it.
This guy can pass, score. I mean, he's just an all-around guard.
In his only game that I watched in March Madness, and the only game that he won, versus Marquette, my favorite college, he dunked on everyone.
It's a great play.
He's amazing.
Up, he has hops.
And now that Mike Conley's gone, he doesn't have to worry about sharing the ball with anyone.
I see a lot of D-Wade in Ja Morant.
D-Wade?
Yes, I see a lot of D-Wade. Triple doubles. I think he can have a pretty similar career, just not as many titles.
I can see him having the same career as
Russell.
Allen Iverson.
And you know who I see Jaren Jackson Jr. as with Ja Morant? Next, Westbrook Durant to a lesser.
Kobe Shaq.
Your local bargain and drink, Katie.
New York Knicks.
In Westbrook, Katie.
New York Knicks, also consensus. It could change within the next
couple
hours, but it's going to be RJ Barrett out of Duke. Right-hand man to Zion Williamson.
The Canadian.
My guy. He was, to start the beginning of the year, if you look at every single other mock draft to start the year, he was going number one. To the Hawks. People thought the Hawks were going to be that bad, but he's perfect for them. He's a superstar player, and he's in a big city. It's exactly what he needs.
He loves New York already. We know that.
Yeah, he was the first one scheduled. The fourth pick. The Pelicans just traded their fourth pick to the Hawks.
Breaking news. Solomon Hill's in that deal.
Solomon Hill in there and the 57th pick for the fourth pick. And the 8th pick got sent to Atlanta along with the 17th pick.
Oh,
sorry. Atlanta. Sent to New Orleans. My bad. But the 4th pick, I don't know about you, Dominic. I've been taking DeAndre Hunter from Virginia.
Great DeAndre Hunter. Great two-way player.
He is a good two-way player. He did very well in the championship game.
Takes pressure off of Trae Young and John Collins to do everything. This team is looking pretty good. You get a veteran around them, this team is possibly a playoff contender.
You need a center. You don't have a center.
Alex Len,
Dwayne Dedman. That's all they have.
You can draft a center.
Now, for the 5th pick,
the Cleveland Cavaliers,
speculation that they would trade their pick.
Yes.
I don't think that they will trade their pick. And I think that they're going to take Jarrett Culver. A lot of people have them taking Coby White. A lot of people have them taking even like Jackson Hayes, Garland. But they don't need a point guard. They have a point guard. They don't necessarily need a center. Tristan Thompson's fine.
Tristan Thompson's a good player.
Seti Osman, a wing player. He's amazing.
And you have Sexton at point guard. You don't need a point guard.
And Jarrett Culver in the championship game, best player on the court.
Yes.
Great 3-and-D player. He has the most hustle I've ever seen out of anyone, especially during the championship game.
Well, he obviously didn't watch the Grand Grizzlies.
Anyone who gets that reference, please.
Send money.
But that's Jarrett Culver to the Cavs. Phoenix Suns haven't had much success in the draft. Josh Jackson, just a Devin Booker's been good. And, DeAndre Ayton. But he was the first pick. They should have gotten someone else with their first pick. But also, they drafted Josh Jackson, who a report just came out that he gave his 4-month-old son marijuana. And if that's true, he's shaping up to be the next Michael Beasley.
He's shown potential. I mean, he's shown a couple flashes.
But nothing special. But anyways, with the 6th pick, Suns, Darius Garland.
That is a Dame-like player. Put him next to Devin Booker. You have 2 scorers on that team who can dish the ball. Well, Booker, not as much. But then you have 8 down low. I mean.
And with the fact that the Suns just traded with the Pacers, getting rid of TJ Warren, that opens the deal in order to try and get a small forward later in the draft.
Yeah, you can have Kelly, re-sign Kelly Oubre.
And you can re-sign Kelly Oubre if you want to. Okay. Chicago Bulls. You know, I'd say that the only position that they need, they have a good young front court with Otto Porter, Markkanen, and Wendell Carter. And they have a great shooting guard, Zach LaVine.
Missing a point guard.
There's a couple players that they could have been considered, but Garland just went.
Kobe White.
It's going to be Kobe White.
Kobe White. I mean, that's the Carson Edwards. You can trade down and get him, but Kobe White.
I mean, best hair I've seen.
Oh, he's going to look great. I'm excited for him to be in the NBA with that hair. Yeah, only guy who competes with him in the NBA hair-wise, Jared Allen.
He has to be pretty much the exact same hair. But Kobe White going to Chicago, I mean, he's a scorer, which the Bulls don't have that many of, except for Zach LaVine maybe.
Score.
But Wendell Carter and Markkanen on the boards is perfect to get the ball back out there.
Four.
Next up, the Pelicans, now with that pick. The Hawks' original trade, I had them taking Cam Reddish with the 8th pick, but they traded that pick to the Pelicans. And I think that Pelicans pick is going to turn to Jackson Hayes. Center. Second time in a row that Texas center is going to be taken first round. Maybe even third time. I don't know where Jared Allen landed.
Jared Allen was 30th.
First round. But he plays exactly like Jared Allen.
Doesn't know much. He played his first double-A game in a senior year.
And
just impressed everyone.
Like, he's perfect for rebounding. And the fact that you have Drew Holiday on defense and you have pretty much 3 scorers. I mean, he's primarily a passer, but he wants to score. Ingram's a scorer, and Zion's the best player in the draft. You know exactly what you're getting with Jackson Hayes. 9th pick, Washington Wizards.
Nasir Little. That's a bit of a risk, but
I think that they'll take Nasir Little because they know that Bradley Beal has a chance of leaving. If they knew Bradley Beal was going to stay, then they'll take a center, or they'll go with someone like Brandon Clark, Goga Bitadze. But by taking Nasir Little, they have a good scoring forward. They can move him to shooting guard if they want. He's a great shooter. And really, there's no one else that they could have taken except for Cam Reddish. But once again, that's if Bradley Beal is going to leave. And the 10th pick, still owned by the Hawks.
Cam Reddish. There are concerns.
There are concerns about Cam Reddish.
His work ethic.
He's...
Okay, breaking news. Trailer.
Timberwolves just got the 6th pick from the Suns for Sarge and the 11th pick. So this is going to switch some things up.
Kobe White off the board.
Suns just took Kobe White off the board. So now that the Timberwolves are going to have the 6th pick, we're going to backtrack a little bit. Sorry. But the Timberwolves now have this 6th pick.
And they're going to just take Kobe White.
And they're going to move up and probably take Kobe White.
Jeff Teague at point guard is not going to stay. They wanted Kobe White, it seems like, right now.
So Kobe White is now going to go to the Timberwolves. Bulls will still take Darius Garland. It's essentially a swap between both of them.
Okay, I am going to question this right here.
You are?
Yes, Kobe White. When are the Suns going to get a point guard? Are they really going to look at, we're going to go after D'Angelo Russell right now?
They're not. Darius Garland's a point guard.
Wait, where did he go?
They'll take Garland 7th.
They didn't trade for the 7th.
Okay. Oh, the Suns?
Yeah, the Suns.
Oh, the Suns with that pick? Well, they're going to move up. We'll go back to the Hawks pick real quick for Cam Reddish.
Yes.
We already know about him. No work ethic at all. 3rd man on a 3-man team.
Andrew Wiggins is.
It's nothing. So that's going to be tough for them to actually try and fit him in with Trae Young.
Get him working, he'll be a great player for you.
But the Phoenix Suns move down to the 11th pick. And
there is not a point
at the 11th pick, I had the Timberwolves taking Romeo Langford, but there's no longer a point guard on the board for Phoenix.
I do not.
At this point, they should start worrying about the fact that they don't have a good small forward or power forward for that. I'm going to have the Suns taking Rui Hachimura. I think Hachimura...
That's a decent pick for him.
I think Hachimura is their guy. He's a good rebounding player. And Booker's the scorer. Booker's their guy. He's all they're about. So if they can just keep Devin Booker...
I'm still...
I mean, I know you don't like that.
No point guard whatsoever.
And that leaves the 12-pick Hornets something to... Actually, wait, hold up. We'll go back. The Suns just acquired... Dario Saric. You're exactly right. They don't need a forward.
They just did what I think is a...
So the Suns did not make a good deal out of
this. This is a very controversial deal. First of all, Kobe, you are not going to have a point guard next year.
You're not going to have a point guard next year.
Unless you're signing D'Angelo Russell.
The only player you guys could take and realizing that you guys need a small forward now, because Saric is going to start a power forward, you're going to have to go Seko Dumbia.
Yes.
Other than him, there's no one else. Unless the Suns are really, really, really confident with taking Carson Edwards at 11. And I don't think that they're willing to do
that. Trade back and maybe try to take Carson.
If they wanted to trade back, they could. But I'm going to say Seko Dumbia is their guy. I think that he's the only other forward that could actually contribute. Because it was not a good trade for
them. This thing with forwards. And Devin Booker once again left alone in that backcourt.
Exactly. And that means that they're really confident that they can get a point guard this offseason. But I'm not sure. They just paid Booker a lot. I don't know if they can get him. But the Hornets with the 12th pick, they are going to assume that Kemba wants to stay. And you want to entice Kemba Walker to stay. So absolutely not are you going to go out there and draft a point guard. Or a shooting guard. You're going to draft a forward. And that's where we had Jamar.
So he's not going to Phoenix now. We need to make that clear.
Not going to Phoenix. But Rui Hachimura is going 12th to Charlotte. Good rebounder, good scorer.
Re-sign Jeremy Lamb.
If you re-sign Jeremy Lamb, Kid Gilchrist just accepted his player option.
You have no center.
You don't have a center.
Cody Zeller.
But Cody Zeller is still there. He's not terrible. He's not the best. But it's fine. So that's where the 12th pick's going to go. But unfortunately, that does leave concern for the Phoenix Suns by trading up. The 13th pick, Miami Heat. Now that I originally had Seko Dumbia going 13th, but not anymore, because if Dumbia is going 11th to the Suns, they need to replace that with another forward.
He can take a guard as well.
You could take a guard, but Goron's probably going to stay.
And then you have Josh Richardson. You're looking at Josh Richardson and Bam Adebayo right now, which are two guys who are going to stay in this organization for a while.
And I do think that the Heat could possibly take a chance on Tyler Hero or Brandon Clark. I think that they will. After this whole fiasco going on with the Suns and Timberwolves trade, I think the Heat will go Brandon Clark. And the reason why I think they're going to go Brandon Clark is because they really do need some scoring down low, because they have Hassan Whiteside,
who
used to be a scorer, but it's not anymore.
Taking him out of the rotation, basically.
And Bam Adebayo's there.
Yes.
But Josh Richardson's a good small forward, shooting guard type. Deion Waiters is still there. So, Brandon Clark's probably the pick. Now, that also means that the Celtics pick that I originally had, which was Brandon Clark, has to change.
Yes.
And they have the 14th pick. They might trade this pick. I don't have them trading this pick. I think that the Miami Heat are going to get... See, this is tough because they... Sorry, Boston Celtics.
Boston Celtics.
My bad. Boston Celtics are... They are in need of a guard because they're pretty sure that Kyrie's leaving. But also...
You have the 22nd pick.
You have the 20th and the 22nd pick. And there aren't that many guards or centers that are going to go in between that 14th and 20th pick. Most of them are forwards. So I have the Boston Celtics taking their chance on a guard. They're going to go Keldon Johnson. And this is the fourth straight guard taken so far. But you know, as a Boston Celtic, that you can... You know that they can possibly persuade a team to trade with them. But if you don't trade with them, you can have a super young lineup.
Maybe Vince Carter stops by, veteran to the squad.
Facts.
1 year.
15th pick, Detroit Pistons, halfway through, Tyler Herro. They have a good front court already with Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond.
Backcourt's Luke Kennard by himself. And that is not a... He's not even starter quality.
He's not.
No offense to him. He's a sixth man for his career.
Tyler Herro's a scorer. He was amazing. Nearly took out Auburn in the March Madness single-handedly.
Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond are going to need a shooter around them. They need someone who's just going to take some pressure off.
Now,
as Reggie Jackson has not done enough for him, I think Tyler Herro keeps him competitive.
Now, this is where we see a player slip all the way down. We did miss out on him a little bit, but I guess I completely forgot about him, but he's perfect for Orlando Magic. Romeo Langford. Romeo Langford is their guy. I can't see the Pistons taking Herro over Langford, but...
The Magic man.
The last time the Magic took a guard out of Indiana...
It was Victor Oladipo. And you know what they did with him? They traded him.
But... If he develops in the way Victor Oladipo does, they have finally a star guard.
You watched him in the Big Ten tournament. He had a great showing against Nebraska.
Very good.
He turned it around late in the season. When early in the season, he didn't look so good. He can score. This guy can do a lot. I think he's a great pick for the Orlando Magic. I've historically struggled with guards.
And that's only if the Pistons decide to go Herro. And they might. I think that they will. The Pistons... They're not that good at drafting, you know? 2003. Darko. 17th pick. The Pelicans now own this pick after their trade with the Hawks. And I have the Pelicans taking famous...
This guy next to Zion.
Next to Zion in the
media
famous
media ignores
picture.
Him, like...
But he's a great player.
Yes.
He's from a country that's also a state.
Georgia.
Goga Bitadze.
This guy is, compared to Jokic, Brook Lopez...
He can be a great international star, but he doesn't get any attention because he's with Zion.
Yes, right next to Zion.
And that picture is going to change everything.
Yes.
He's going to be a star thanks to that picture. 18th pick, Pacers, but this pick is now going to Phoenix, I believe, isn't it? Or is the pick not? Hold up 1 second, guys. I got to see whether this...
32. I think it's at 32.
...pick is traded or not. It was just the 32nd pick, so no.
Pacers still have
this 18th pick. They just got TJ Warren.
Yes.
That fills out their small forward. They have a center, so they don't need a center. Which means all they need is a guard, a point guard.
And in my opinion, you might be getting D'Lo in free agency.
This is risky. But the Pacers did just say that they're preparing to sign a point guard. So my original pick, Carson Edwards, might not be the best pick. I'm going to go with the Pacers selecting... Higher up on my list, P.J. Washington.
Yeah.
I think P.J. Washington, another Kentucky forward, who can get things done fairly well. I mean, he's a good rebounder. He's a good inside scorer. And Miles Turner's not a good inside scorer. He's a great defender, not a good inside scorer. Which also leaves the Spurs at a little bit of a disadvantage with this next pick.
Yes.
Because I have them taking P.J. Washington as well. But... I think that these Spurs are going to finally realize that they also have a good young point guard. They have a good shooting guard. They're going to need another forward. I'm going to have them take Kevin Porter Jr. out of USC.
Yes.
Kevin Porter Jr. It's risky.
Great upside, though.
But he's been the best Porter of this draft. Jonte Porter, shout out. But he's not terrible. He could be
really good.
Really good, but he also could be really bad. Who knows?
Kind of a Bol-Bol-like player.
Yes. 20th pick, Boston Celtics. I originally had him taking Ty Jerome, but with the slide of Carson Edwards,
Carson
you
Edwards
can't lose out on
it. We'll not pass on that.
Carson Edwards is going to go 20th out of Purdue to Boston.
He could be really good. We saw it against Auburn.
He was the best player in the tournament besides maybe Zion Williamson. And when you go to 20th pick and you're one of the best players in the tournament, that's some that's just
can't ignore.
Amazing.
Can't ignore.
21st, Oklahoma City Thunder. This was originally Kevin Porter Jr., not anymore. You have Ty Jerome still on the board. You have Bol Bol still on the board. But the Thunder are trying to trade Steven Adams.
Yes.
Which leaves room for one player. And that's a player that I think they're going to try and get. It's Bol Bol.
Bol Bol, center.
Bol Bol out of Oregon.
You do not want
Son of Manute. He's insanely good. But
except for injury concerns.
He's very injury prone. That could be a problem.
I still could be good.
All right, with the 22nd pick, Boston Celtics. I originally had them taking Bol Bol, but now he's off the board. The sudden emergence of Ty Jerome in the final championship game is something that goes a little bit unnoticed, but they're not going to take him. They just got Carson Edwards. They have Tatum. They have Jaylen Brown. They lost a forward, but they replaced him with Kelton Johnson. All they need now is a center, and Maryland's really close to Boston. I'm going to have him taking Bruno Fernando.
Great tournament.
He had a great tournament. He's an amazing rebounder, good scorer, but the only problem with him is that he's kind of a reach. He's not really projected to even go first round.
That would be an early pick for him. But
it's early. They need a center. I don't think that they know they're going to get a center. They're trying to trade Aron Baynes. It's really hard to tell where that 22nd pick's going to go. It might be traded. The Jazz, after just acquiring Mike Conley, they have a point guard, shooting guard combo. Conley, Donovan Mitchell. They'll be all-stars eventually.
And they have Rudy.
Gobert's really good. Derek Favors even's fine. The only position they don't have is a small forward. And KZ Akpala out of Stanford is the perfect pick for that. He's an amazing scorer. He is a driver, too. He plays great defense. And I don't see any problem with his play except for the fact that during the NIT, I believe he was in the NIT, watching him play, he's slow. He's not the best when it comes to hustle.
That can affect you when it comes to the NBA. You can learn that.
But it's what? 76ers, they need shooting on this team. And Nikhil Alexander-Walker from Virginia Tech. He's a great shooter. And they don't have that with Ben Simmons.
They had that with Landry Shamet, and they decided to trade him.
They traded Shamet away.
They're going to learn their mistake, and they're going to take him. NAW,
Nikhil Alexander-Walker. Perfect pick for them. Blazers, they have a point guard, shooting guard duo. Nurkic is still in trade rumors. You're going to need a forward center. And this player was considered to be a Naismith player already when he first started. I don't know where he stands right now, but Grant Williams out of Tennessee is amazing. Watching him play to start the season, he looked like a top 10 pick. I don't know where he's going to fall, but that makes the most sense.
And the Blazers can afford to take a chance on a guy right now.
Because they do have...
They have a forward. If they keep Nurkic...
If Nurkic stays and if Grant Williams doesn't fall through... John Collins.
Miles Leonard can come in and...
Sorry, Zach Collins. Not John Collins. Zach Collins.
He's on the Hawks.
And we're running out these top five picks. The Cleveland Cavaliers...
26 they have. Iman Shumpert will turn into.
Now, after Jackson Hayes did get taken, and they do need a forward, there's not that many forwards left. Now, in the 2011 draft, they took Kyrie Irving. He had injury concerns, and he ended up turning into a star. Anthony Bennett didn't have any injury concerns, and he ended up turning into a bust.
Big bust.
Injury concerns might be the key here. I'm going to have him take a Jontae Porter. The brother of Nugget, Michael Porter Jr.
Nugget.
And
he's got to get that Ben Simmons rookie of the year next year. But they'll give it to Zion.
He's been injured for a while. He tore two ACLs, and he's still a first round pick.
imagine him in MPG jersey swap after the game.
True. And 27th, Brooklyn Nets, their only pick of the first round, despite not being the 27th pick. They traded away to Boston. They are worried D'Lo's going to leave.
Well, they're going to let D'Lo leave because they decided they're going
to... They're going to go after Kyrie.
D'Lo has to feel some disrespect.
Rondé just left, and he's a shoot... He's kind of a good scorer for them. I mean, he's a better rebounder. I have him taking Matisse Thybulle out of Washington. He's a good scorer. He can dunk. That's something that Brooklyn doesn't do well because they are just shooting all the time. The only
Jared Allen's
a great defender.
Ed Davis a bit.
Ed Davis, perfect as well.
He's free.
That's going to happen. Golden State Warriors with the 28th pick. I originally had him taking Cam Johnson out of North Carolina.
They need a forward.
But they do need a forward now. Aren't that many forwards in the draft that they can still take. But Talen Horton-Tucker isn't that bad. Especially since they know that Kevin Durant is most likely leaving. And
even if he stays, they have to have someone in there for a year.
Iguodala's still there, but he's not going to stay.
He's getting older.
Iguodala's getting older.
Even if he stays.
The Spurs, with their second pick of the night, you took Kevin Porter Jr. at small forward. You have two really good point guards. You could go with a center here, and I think that's what they're going to go with. And the only center that I see that has the most upside is Mufiondu Cabangele. I don't know how to pronounce his entire name, but Cabangele
out of Florida.
Out of Florida State is
Florida State.
Insane. I had him going a lot lower, and the only reason for that is that he's a Florida State player. And there haven't been that many Florida State players that have been that good. I mean, the last Florida State player to be taken in the first round in any sport is James Winston.
Well, you can argue Murray State's last pick was Cameron Payne.
That's true. But you've seen
only
James Winston. You know he's good. And the final pick, newly acquired after trading Tony Snell. And, sorry, trading for Tony Snell, is the 30th pick for the Pistons. They already drafted themselves a guard in Tyler Hero. They still need a point guard. Reggie Jackson's been there for forever since the big trade of Reggie Jackson.
Yes.
That's what it was. They need a point guard. And Shamori Ponds.
I'm gonna get one free agency.
Shamori Ponds is good. You could also argue that this is where Ty Jerome should fall. But I still think Shamori Ponds is going to stay.
Yes.
People are going to realize that Ty Jerome wasn't even the best player on that Virginia team. But people are still overhyping him. That's where it's going to fall. That's the entire first round. Mock, this is the first of
podcast.
Many podcasts, hopefully, yes. Episodes. If you guys like it, please just share your thoughts anyway.
Yes,
if we forgot someone that you really think should go higher, yell at us, please.
And if Adrian Wojnarowski is watching this, we're big fans.
We're big fans of you.
And also, Goga
Batadze, going to be a superstar.
Yes. We're excited to watch him play in the NBA.
All right, thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening. We'll see you soon.
Mm-hmm.